I think those experiences of playing religious music and particularly spirituals had a great deal to shape my perception of what to do, what jazz is all about. Because if you listen carefully, in some of the early singers like Sister Rosetta Tharpe, you could have anything that she sang could have been transposed into the church and would have become a spiritual. She did it in a nightclub setting and became blues. But it's the same style. And a lot of the music, let's say, if you move it from one venue to the other, it takes on a different life, a different meaning, a different sound, you might say. Not a different sound, but it's regarded, it's perceived in a different manner. So I think a lot of the music that I played, heard, and played in the church had a bearing on how I interpret, let's say, blues today. Or maybe it might have some bearing on the way I compose ballads. Maybe because some of that is bound to cross over into my present musical thinking. You can't discard your early thinking. Some of it has to permeate your my thinking today. It's inevitable, you know.